2020 polls, Joe Biden leads the field in every early state. By Harris Alic on July 22, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads the field of 2020 Democrats in every early state, according to a series of new polls. Biden, who has been engulfed in controversy for praising segregationists and suffered a poor debate performance in which he struggled to defend his opposition to busing, still leads the field in a number of early and delegate-rich primary states as evidenced by a string polls released by CBS News and YouGov on Sunday. In Iowa, the first caucus state, Biden takes 24% when polled against the rest of the field. Senator Bernie Sanders, DBT, came in second place with 19%. Trailing behind were Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Kamala Harris, DCA, with 17 and 16%, respectively. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg lodges in fifth place with 7%. Surprisingly, the poll found Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, one of the lesser-known but more moderate candidates, beating out more high-profile candidates, including Senator Cory Booker, DNC, with 4% support. Biden likewise tops his fellow White House hopefuls in New Hampshire, the first in the nation primary state. Polling shows the former vice president pulling in 27% support compared to only 20% for Sanders, who won the state's primary in 2016 by double digits. Close on the runner-up's heels was Warren with 18%, followed by Harris at 12%. Lagging behind in fifth place was Buttigieg at 5%. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, and former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, were the only other competitors to rise above 1%. Yet they still fell below the 3% garnered by the poll's someone else category. On top of the strong showing in both Iowa and New Hampshire, Biden holds his biggest lead in South Carolina. The former vice president outpaces his closest competitor, Sanders, by 39% to 17%. In third was a tie between Warren and Harris, who both polled at 12%. Failing to make it out of the single digits, but above 1%, were Buttigieg, 5%, Booker, 2%, and O'Rourke, 2%. Biden's substantial position in South Carolina is on par with a number of polls from last week showing the former vice president dominating the competition throughout the South. CBS and YouGov show Biden leading the field in California with 24%, followed closely behind, and within the margin of error, by the state's junior senator, Harris, with 23%. Coming in third was Warren at 19%. Trailed by Sanders with 16%. Buttigieg rounded out fifth place with 6% among voters. Meanwhile, in another delegate-rich state, Texas, Biden held a double-digit advantage over his nearest competitor with 27% support. O'Rourke, who came within a 3 points of ousting Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, in the state last year, polled second at 17%. The former congressman, however, barely edged out Warren for the designation, who garnered 16%. Tied for third place were both Sanders and Harris with 12%, respectively. Another Texan, former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, also fared poorly in comparison to out-of-state rivals, tying with Buttigieg at 4%. The polls were conducted between July 9 through July 118 by surveying a different proportion of registered Democrats, Iowa, 706 voters, New Hampshire, 530 voters, South Carolina, 997 voters, California, 1,514 voters, and Texas, 910 voters, in each of the jurisdictions. Since the polls differed in respondent size in order to have a fair representation of the states, each had a unique margin of error. In Iowa, the margin of error of was +4.4 percentage points. +5 percentage points in New Hampshire, and +3.8 in South Carolina. For California, the margin of error was +2.9 percentage points, while in Texas it was +4.2%. The results come at a time when Biden is under siege on all fronts. Since June, the former vice president has struggled to overcome praising the civility of two segregationist Democrats, the late Senators James Eastland, DMS, and Herman Talmadge, DGA. Biden invoked the two men, who dedicated their careers to halting the progress of civil rights, at a fundraiser in New York City last month while touting his ability to forge consensus in Congress. Despite Biden's poor response to public backlash against his comments, at one point even saying if anyone was owed an apology it was himself, the controversy appeared to die down until the first Democrat presidential debate. At the event, Harris reignited the controversy by confronting the former vice president for his remarks and expanding them to encompass his record against busing to desegregate public schools. The rebuke left the frontrunner and his team reeling to respond, something they have still not done properly, according to civil rights leaders like Reverend Jesse Jackson. Apart from busing and civil rights, the former vice president has also faced criticism for opposing Medicare for All, which a majority of his competitors for the Democrat nomination have endorsed. Just last week, Sanders accused Biden of parroting Republican talking points to stir up fear and opposition to the universal health care proposal.